Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your word this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as we look into your word, we see your original intent, and we know you've never changed your mind. And I thank you in sending Jesus, you have done everything so that we can come back to the reality of your perfect intentions, that which you predestined for us in Christ before the foundation of the earth, you have now restored unto us. Thank you, Lord, just as in Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell. And thank you now, we have come to fullness of life in Christ Jesus, in you, in the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 9, verse 46 to 48. An argument started among them as to which of them might be the greatest, surpassing the others in esteem and authority. But Jesus, knowing what they were thinking in their heart, took a child and had him stand beside him. And he told them, "Whoever welcomes this child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me also welcomes him who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you, that is the one who is genuinely humble, the one with a realistic self-view, he is the one who is truly great."
Hallelujah. He's got a realistic self-view, and that realistic self-view must be like a child just looking at Jesus and taking hold of everything he has to say, and so embracing the Father's love and the power of the Holy Spirit and obedience. And it's so beautiful, you know, when we look at Psalms, we see the vision that God has always had for mankind. And it starts, you can start in verse 2, where it speaks about, out of the mouth of infants and babes, God has established strength. And that strength is the abundance of the heart, their mouth speaking. And then he says he's established that strength because of the adversary, that the voice of the enemy and his evil may stop. And so it's so beautiful then, you know, that is the whole thing about salvation now, believing in our hearts, confessing with our mouths, staying in tune with God. And then he goes on and the psalm tells you, you know, that this whole earth has been beautifully made. And when you look at this heavens, you think, yo, look how big that is. Look how beautiful that is. And then the question is asked down in verse 4. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Isn't that beautiful? God cares for mankind and he's mindful of mankind. And so that is the big reality. Even before this earth was made, we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of this earth. So God's mindful of man, and that's why he sent Jesus. And then he speaks about man here as well. In verse 6, you made him to have dominion over the work of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. So mankind was always meant to rule in the family on earth as it is in heaven. And isn't that exactly what Jesus has restored to us now? Sadly, we've got doctrines that just want us to get out of here and not take up authority. But brothers and sisters, we've been made to take up authority, come home in Jesus like a child, and accept these truths that have been laid out, that the work has been done perfectly. And we now need to just wake up. It says so beautifully, when a disciple is fully trained, he is like his master. So yeah, going back to Psalm 8, we were made just lower than the gods, Elohim. And that is a reality. You see, you don't ever, it is a demonic child that wants to be greater than his parents. And so we need to know you've got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit in the kingdom, and they had us in mind. And they have still got us in mind. And so we need to come home and we need to stay in tune and be those disciples. Next week, as we go into Luke 10, we're going to see a lot of the beauty that's been made available to us, that Jesus rejoiced because Who are people like a little child? It's disciples. So we need to be disciples and we need to stay in tune. And when we stay in tune, we're obedient to that which the Father tells us. And therefore, we give witness to this great and to a wonderful, beautiful, perfect covenant. The Son of God has come and he gives us understanding to know him who is true. And we are in him who is true. And this is the God quality of life. Amen.
Amen.